music and talk radio about all things all genders. This is Intravenous, live on CJSF 90.1 FM, discussing and approaching contemporary gender issues through a feminist lens. Our goal is to educate, engage, and challenge the dominant hegemony.
Good morning from a very snowy Simon Fraser University Campus Community Radio, CJSF 90.1. I'm Robin.
Yeah, I'm Hotaru.
And thanks for joining us here on Intravenous this morning. How are you doing?
It's good, but recently I am very overwhelmed with many assignments and the snowy weather.
Yeah. Are you used to snowy weather?
Yeah. But I was born in the cold area in Japan, so I'm more used to cold weather and snowy weather than other people, but it's difficult to get used to it.
Yeah. Yeah. I grew up on the prairies where we get a lot of snow too. And this morning I had all my coats on and my scarf and my hat and my hood up and my mittens on.
Yeah.
And I still didn't feel warm enough. Mm-hmm. So I understand that. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just, yeah, even being used to it isn't enough.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a little bit of a dynamic program for you today. Sometimes when we don't have a guest or a particular topic of focus, what we do is bring sort of news items or things that catch our attention in the current affairs of things, and bring them for discussion and presentation. And so that's what we're going to do on the show today. And we'll just sort of alternate a little bit back and forth and share some information with you. And of course, some music. So we're going to start off with a little piece of music here. This is a track that came to me via email. Someone, a publicist, had shared this track, and I thought that it was quite lovely. So we're going to hear it now. This artist is called We Lie, right here on Intravenous.
Qu'il n'y ait plus de barrières, que tout est vert. Kanisa, Ozotambola, Namote Manayo Pepele. Imagine que toutes les portes sont ouvertes pour réaliser tous tes rêves. Sali sayo nanzela, nanzela na yo. Imagine que toutes les portes sont ouvertes pour réaliser tous tes rêves. Bazo sali sayo nanzela, nanzela na yo. Imagine
Was an artist called We Lie here on Intravenous to start us off, and a lovely little number en français. I'm Robin.
I'm Hotaru.
And we are your hosts for this hour of talk radio about gender and gender issues through a feminist lens, and a couple of things that have sort of struck me this week is that I was, well, I'm on the newsletter. I received the newsletter from Women Transforming Cities, which is an organization here in Vancouver that kind of watchdogs the political process and the political system in municipal politics here. And there's a Vancouver by-election that is slated for April the 5th, I believe. And there's two positions up for re-election. And that doesn't sound like such a big deal, really, except for the two people who resigned are women, and one of them resigned in order to serve in her new role at the BC legislature. And that is the one city councillor, Christine Boyle, who was elected as the MLA for Vancouver Little Mountain. And the other one is Green Party councillor Adrian Carr. And she announced that her resignation was directly tied to toxicity in the workplace, created by the mayor, Ken Sim. And so that is problematic in itself, right? But what happens now in those two ridings is, you know, kind of up for grabs in terms of, you know, how the vote goes and who decides that they're going to run even for election. And with less women on council, we're hearing from less broad a spectrum of voices then. And so you know, the by-election matters because the two seats on council may not change the outcome of many votes when one party already has a supermajority. But as I said, the results send an important signal about whether Vancouver is happy with the current direction or not that council is taking. And so to be able to really think about who's running and, you know, the implications of how we're represented in terms of politics. And I know you study politics as your major.
Yeah, my major is politics.
Yeah. And so, you know, I don't know how, what you have to maybe comment on, you know, what represent, how important representation is to, you know, making a political structure that feels.
I'm sorry, but I'm not familiar with the Canadian situation, but I read the materials to explain the Canadian democracy and politics. Then the seat of parliament dominated by visible minority is increasing as the years in Canada. So yeah, the representation will be the big matter for the marginal community and boys, I think.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. I think what happens, and one of the things that the Women Transforming Cities talks about is that the by-election influences whether opposition councillor motions and amendments are seconded or introduced in the first place. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, if there are things that are specific to women and girls' safety, for instance, or, you know, communities that are living more on the fringe of of society, then those motions that support those people might not be, they might not move forward. And if they don't move forward and actually get in front of the entire council, then they don't even have a chance of passing into law or into a statute of some sort that can make a difference. Mm-hmm. And so this becomes kind of an issue of how council becomes held accountable for the decisions that are being made there based on the constituency of the council itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that there's a general election sort of slated for 2026. Mm-hmm. And that this will in some ways influence the ways that council is running and, you know, kind of foreshadows in a way what may or may not be invited into the next bigger election or, you know, main election. Mm-hmm. And I know you agree with this because you've said it on previous shows that we've done together in the last few weeks, but that governments really need to reflect the needs of equity deserving groups, right?
Yeah.
Like
marginal community, like visible minorities, right?
Yeah, and it's part of their responsibility to step in and, you know, make policies that support and keep these folks safe.
The kind of people would be on the difficult position to be involved in the decision making and policy. So that's why, it's big matter.
And so the reality is that the two councillors will be chosen by a fairly small group of people because it's very localized to the riding, but it's an opportunity.
Opportunity, yeah.
Right,
for the equality opportunity, right?
Yeah. And so the encouragement, I guess, is not to be discouraged as much as to really see this as an opportunity to, fulfill a bigger mandate and make sure that that representation is thought about, I guess, in the election. For more information on the Women Transforming Cities and the Hot Pink paper that they have and some of their priority, what do they call them? They call them policy asks, which are sort of case statements that have been developed from a grassroots engagement process. And you can find out more on what those are and how the current council is actually doing on any or all of these. And I can post the link in the audio for this program. So if you're interested in following up, then it's there for you to have a gander at. And I think just in terms of transitioning to our next topic, we'll have a song break, and then we'll come back and introduce a new topic. So I'm going to keep it en français, although the song is titled in English. It's not a game, it's a lifestyle. But this is Lisa LeBlanc live with the Symphonic Orchestra of Quebec from her newest album, which was recorded live. So here we go on Intravenous.
Are you ready for this? We'll be right back.
was a little rowdier than I had imagined, but gets our blood flowing here on this early snowy but bright morning. You're listening to Intravenous here on Campus Community Radio CJSF 90.1 FM from Simon Fraser University. I'm Robin.
I'm Hotaru. Yeah.
And we are taking a little stroll through some of the news items or current affairs items that have caught our attention. And one of the things, and even for me, who mostly lives under a rock in terms of news and newsworthy things, because it's so much bad news.
And this
next sort of issue is crazy bad news. That the newly inaugurated President Trump has passed this executive order to change the way that access is available to certain information about sexual health.
Yeah, sexual health. And recently, the U.S. State Department has removed letters TQ from its official travel website, which now reads LGB. Then Trump regime excluded letter of T and Q, queer, express trans, queer, intersex, and asexual from the official homepage. Yeah.
Right. Mm. Yeah. And so anything that is and has to do with gender affirming care,
yes,
has been eliminated.
Eliminated, but maybe I'm not sure, but it depends on the states in US now.
The United States have a little bit differently because they're a country, but each state actually has quite a bit of autonomy.
Yeah.
To do what that state is going to do, which is also really good in instances like this.
Yeah.
And we also saw that a few years ago when the abortion issue and you know, Roe versus Wade was being challenged in some horribly restrictive policies were being put in about abortion in all kinds of states, but there were some that were, you know, still very, very liberal. So hopefully we'll see that the same holds true here. The good thing.
Good thing, right?
The good thing about this is that it aims it. How do I want to word this? The sort of focus of limiting this information is for people who are not yet the age of majority. Mm-hmm. And so anyone under 19, right, is not getting access to this information. Mm-hmm. And their caregivers, care providers, aren't able to access the information to care for them, and restricted, I think, from caring for them in a gender affirming way until they're 19, and then there's a fine line about whether you can decide to do this or do that. The executive order also, and I'm not sure where this stands, but it aimed to withdraw federal funds from any hospital that provides gender-affirming care to people under the age of 19.
Mm. Yeah.
So it's quite wide sweeping. You know, the implications are ginormous.
Ginormous, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Bigger than big.
Bigger than big, yeah.
Yeah. It just makes me think about the ways in which when, you know, my partner was telling me just recently that the levels of anxiety in young people are the same as what they would lock people up into mental institutions in the 1950s, anxiety. And so, you know, there's this rash.
Bug rash?
Like it's a plague of anxiety in our society. And when people feel shame or when they can't show up as themselves and, you know, bring their whole being to what it is that they're doing and you know, have to hide a part of themselves or don't have that acceptance and that belonging, that anxiety increases. Yeah, it just rises. And so, you know, what concerns me about a lot of this order is that we're going to start to see an increase of that mental health.
Yeah, mental health is very serious issues for the sexual minority. And I've heard that the trans people's the suicide rate is